systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Oh my God, hello and welcome to the Gemhole. Today is Monday, May 30th, 2011, and this is, finally, episode 500. Hello and welcome. My name is Matt.
My name's Danny.
Tipton. What's up, Tipton?
What it is?
First time on the Gemhole, yeah?
First time on the Gemhole.
For episode 500. Welcome, man. Right. Back, our old roommate, back over there, the kid that got shot by his father, my res rat friend, Mexican slash Sicilian, Timmy. What's up, Timmy?
What's up?
And then, last and probably certainly most least,
a man that needs no introduction.
No introduction.
The hat, the hawk, Lyrical, Sean, Mr. Sleepy Time Happy
The
tears.
Man who, when he gets his name on a flyer, it's not usually spelled right.
Never. Our ex-roommate.
Lyrical, Sean, holy fuck, back from the dead. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, thank you guys for joining us. This is fucking episode 500. Holy Christ. We started this show February 18th, 2008, and we've been doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every godforsaken
week
since.
Dude, a lot of people didn't believe that we would make it this far, even, so.
I lost money, actually, on a bet I made.
Well, I bet you did, dude.
I did.
You never bet on black. Or wait, are you always supposed to bet on black?
You're always supposed to bet on black if you're me.
But that's how it goes when there's no one to cancel you, you know?
Yeah,
I can say say whatever.
We are Jamhole Corporate,
cancel
so
me. I dare you.
We don't have anyone to answer to, but
we
this
did,
is pretty cool, man. So.
We did almost get our electric and our internet turned off, though. But that's a whole nother
So what about story. Episode 1000? What are we going to do for that? Are we just going to, like, fucking just...
You remember Heaven's Gate?
Yeah?
There's going to be a comet around that time, and I really want to hitch a ride on it, so...
Dude.
I hear you have to drink this
Kool-Aid?
Concoction, this Kool-Aid,
all right,
if you will, and something happens in the Kool-Aid and the comet, and they react, and it's like a tractor beam, and then
so
we'll,
Burger
we'll be on
says,
the comet.
I didn't think it would last this far, and Matt and Danny are still together.
Well, we're not
mark.
Together, but we pretend to be for the show's sake.
Oh, wait, that's another show. Sorry. Wait a minute. Sorry, we don't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. So,
we are together, fans that want to get into my man's pants.
Don't listen to her. She's crazy. There's plenty of room in my man's pants for all of us, if you're a chick.
Exclude me.
There's not
one.
Room for dudes because, I mean, obvious
reasons. Except for Brayden
because
you try to hump
lie.
Him.
Yeah? You want to? Yeah.
Everybody knows Matt likes to play both sides of the field. You
I
know?
Swear he is bi-curious, dude. He's whipped out his dick and shoved it all over Brayden's face and stuff a few times.
He likes to be the pitcher and the catcher. You know what I'm saying?
I believe so.
He likes to drive two cars, you know what I'm saying?
Is that why you always try to get me to do the pinky thing?
Matt's kinda. Bisexual.
That's just because that's the only way you can blow good. So, if you guys want to call in and say hi live now, we're not leaving messages anymore, but I got a few to play, 406-204-4687. That's the number you can do that with. Okay, never mind. Everything's good. Let's hear voicemail. I want to hear what some of this solid gold sounds like.
Jamhole, 500 motherfucking episodes. Congratulations from Nacho Camacho, Kevin Jones. Keep up the good work. Keep it blazing, motherfuckers.
I thought the
Hell
Macho
yeah.
Man died.
That's Nacho Camacho. That's our stand-up comic friend. He's the one who gave us the amazing phrase, the crapture.
Yeah, dude.
That's
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty awesome stand-up. I enjoy his work, definitely.
Yeah, he's good.
So.
He's good shit. That's pretty cool. Thank you,
and,
Nacho Camacho.
Do we have cameras on? Are you guys, is that webcam on? On the laptop? No? Okay. Someone said something about the audio being kind of, there's only one audio on one cam, so check it. But anyway. All right. So, thank you for that, Nacho. Got love coming in from all over the map. Let's see what this one is. One of these is going to...
Hey, Jamhole. It's Cookie calling from
Las Vegas. I'm at some music festival deal thing here. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 500th episode. Hope all goes well. Have a good time. Bye.
Yeah, Cookie in Vegas.
Sweet.
Fucking
Vegas.
A.
That's pretty good.
I thought he was going to say at a magic convention.
Yeah, right.
Totally tapping some mad ass mana over here.
Oh, dude.
Some men, they go to Vegas to tap ass. They go to Vegas to tap mana and cast spells and.
Yeah, swing, swing, tap.
Kill
swing,
the
swing,
wizard.
Tap, swing, tap, swing, tap, swing, swing, tap. Done.
Thank you. Fucking wow. All right, let's. I guess we can just play the rest of these, and then we'll.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
No, it's not.
Hey. Happy 500, guys, and Dina. Get your finger out of your eye.
Oh, it's like
oh,
that.
Oh shit! He called you out.
White. Hey, leave me alone.
Out.
The bell.
It's a medical condition.
Yeah, it's called I have a lazy eye.
It's not a lazy eye. How many times I got to tell you that? Thanks.
It's just a, it's a Mexican
it's
eye.
It's called Duane syndrome. Look it up, and there's nothing Mexican about me,
was
but three
Duane
other people in the room are.
That's right.
So
we did the math.
Maybe my eye's fucked up because all you fucks are always around me.
Maybe.
So,
are you allergic to
maybe,
Mexicans?
Maybe, or it's just the Sicilian.
We did the math, and between the three of us here, we actually have one whole Mexican. That's I had to put my money away. You guys will be patting down pockets. I mean, I'll pat mine down too, because I make that other 0.25, but okay. Timmy.
That's kind of scary.
What up?
Okay. Almost done with voicemails. Very exciting.
Right. Well, I'm right here, dude.
Hey, Matt and Sammy and Jam Holia. It's Nicole. I am calling to wish you a happy 500. I will not be joining for the live feed tonight because I will be busy getting busy.
Yeah, get it, girl.
My love, and if I don't see y'all in July, I'll see you in August.
Nice.
Cheers. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I like how that sounds.
Goodbye.
Hey, if I don't see you in August. Or if I don't see you in July, I'll fucking see you in August.
That's yeah. So, I'm so...
That's fuck yeah.
Creepy.
Fuck yeah.
It's a little creepy, Matt.
Kind of excited.
Yeah, you, Matt makes it sound creepy, Nicole makes it sound good. It
she creepy. Does make it sound sexy. She's getting busy tonight.
Yeah, well, fucking A. Hope
I bet she's getting busy right now.
I hope she's thinking about me.
Can we all
while
take...
She's getting busy.
Let's all take a moment and imagine a penis going into Nicole's vagina. Can we all do that? Ready?
Oh, yeah, we're doing
ready.
It.
Doing it.
I've been done it.
So been
done it. He said,
"I've been
guys,
done."
I'm
did
early to the game, man. You guys got to catch
shit.
Up.
That's one of y'all got to see the cracker. It is not me.
I already did that before he went and fucked your voice up.
Oh fuck! All right, next voicemail, please.
Dear Jamal, thank you so much for your hours of entertainment and other entertainment. My buddy Drew told me that it was your 5 millionth episode.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Just read from Sporkros wishing you guys a happy 5 billionth anniversary show. Can't wait to see you in July. Take care.
Hell yeah. I can't
okay.
wait to be in Milwaukee July 23rd.
Dude.
Saturday, we're going to be at the U of... W? What's the U of M?
I have no idea.
U of M is here.
Yeah. And,
we'll be at some university down there doing a live show with Spork Roast.
Your friend and my boss is sending me with money to get stuff from the Pabst Brewery.
Really?
He's so fucking butthurt about the fact that I'm going and I don't even drink. And that's like his favorite beer, and he's just
you're gonna
so
tour a
about
place
it.
Where they make beer.
Oh
my
god! I have to send you with money because I
give
love
me
that
a shirt.
Like, yeah, dude, seriously, he wants me to bring him back like
sad.
Beer that was brewed like right there, and like
I mean, not sad. I didn't mean it like that, but that's
get back here. It'll be just like any other beer.
Yeah, it'll be all flat and
you could just go buy one at the store when you get back and tell him you brought it.
Here you
love.
Go,
dude. I could.
I thought of you. All right, and he left one more. It was this take two, voicemail, take two.
Matt and Danny, I called you back because I forgot to tell you something when I just called you just 2 seconds ago. Yes, this is Reed from the Sporkros podcast once again.
Reed.
I want you to call Drew an asshole on the air because Drew from the Sporkros podcast is an asshole. Call him an asshole for me. Thank you so much.
I would say Drew from the Sporkros podcast, but I haven't noticed any new episodes in the last 2 months or so. I mean, just saying.
So maybe he's an asshole for that.
Josh and Big Mouth's podcast stopped doing shows because he knocked up his girl. Now, what's your excuse?
Maybe he's been out getting laid.
Yeah. Really? Is that really? Okay. That's funny.
Thought I'd give him the benefit of the doubt, man.
Well, sorry. I didn't mean to crush dreams, but...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, Red Fox says, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. And that's where we'll be at. So, Saturday, July 23rd. And then, while we're mentioning it, we'll be back here Saturday, August 13th, for the third annual Jam Hole Live show at Anna's. We're going to party the whole week. Got some rustic camping. We got some fucking whitewater.
Rafting.
Got some rap music. Gonna party. Got
I'm going to jump out of a cake naked.
Look forward to that.
Dude.
Twice.
That's right.
Twice. It's going to be great. So thejamhole.com/forums and facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. There's the events there. You can RSVP. Should be a good time. So what are we doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Sean, it's been a while. Tipton's never been on the show. I want Dana to interview Tipton real quick.
Oh shit!
And I want to.
Well, when did we meet?
How do you know this dude, this bro man?
What'd you think? The Mexican from a kitchen.
I was washing dishes. And she
so,
was
no,
dropping
he
fries.
Wasn't. My hairnet on.
You did too back then, dude.
That's awesome.
Dude, if you grew out your shit on your face, you would put it on your face. No, but we met back
Famous Dave's
at
era?
Famous Slaves. Yeah,
nice,
back in
nice.
What, 08, was it?
Nice.
Are you sure it wasn't 07 we opened?
Doesn't
it?
Matter.
Anyway.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah, we met back then. I don't think you liked me too much at first, but...
No!
we
sure I did. I just had to bust you down.
What was
picks.
It about him, her, that rubbed you the wrong way? She's very abrasive, if you know what I mean.
Dana's fun. She's fun. We had a good time together.
I couldn't imagine cooking with you in a kitchen.
See? This is probably the only, like, you know, one of my only good friends I have left in Kalispell, besides the Hawk over here and the rest of this living room.
Right. But,
and that's because she worked the day shift and I was on the night shift mostly, so.
That helps. That helps.
It worked out very well, but no, we've worked together in a few kitchens now, and so we've just been really tight ever since then.
Nice. So married, kids, what's the personal relationship life like? Any kids? No, her.
Yeah, Dana's got a couple of kids.
Here and there, you know. No. I help raise them when I can.
Yeah, I got a couple kids.
Nice.
Ex-wife.
Nice, nice.
Couple side things.
No, you got to, especially around here. You just keep the side things on the side. And
it's all on the side out here, man.
Just for just for these jam hole lady listeners, you are...
Are we gonna
on the market?
Are we
can
gonna
we
auction
him off?
Are we gonna auction this massive piece of bro meat?
We haven't had a guy that's ready to willing to let us.
Sorry, Sean. Off. No offense.
No one wants that baggage.
Oh, whoa, we're not that.
Sorry, Sean.
Thank you very much.
We've heard his problems. Hold on. We don't know
much.
Nothing about this guy yet.
My problems are
saying shit either.
My problems run deeper than a giant's vagina, man.
I'll tell you what, man.
We love you very much, Sean, but no, I'm not going to condemn anyone with
we
that
start
baggage.
We start giving his problems tours in the Grand Canyon. They're just like, wow, man,
right.
Deep and wide.
Because we all know the crazy ones are the best in bed.
That is true. If you can get him to stay in bed long enough to do what you need to do, they are good.
I know this one pretty well, and I don't think he has any deep-seated, huge...
All right.
...bearing problems on his
You're
going to
be around for the live show? We'll have a little auction.
Yeah.
And, there's any ladies that need a you know,
August 13th on a Saturday.
Maybe
we will
a little
auction
help.
This brown man off.
He will clean your house, and I promise he
and
won't
just
steal
so you
much.
Know, the price that I go for is only the get me home price.
That's right, and we don't take
more
pesos.
There's auctioning after that.
This is USD or British pounds or Bitcoin.
Yes,
I'm working on getting us
fuck with some yen.
That's.
when I get it in.
Oh, man. All day. All day. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad you're here. It's good to have you over finally.
I'm like, please, are you going to be able to come and do this? I'm like, it's the 500th episode. You haven't been on yet, and you've been talking about it. Like, I think
it's been all hit and miss the last couple weeks trying to get him to come over.
I think I brought it up to you on our first live audience show, episode 250, we were talking about. I was like, you should come and try it or whatever. He's like, yeah, I should, blah, blah, blah. But you've had, like, all these ups and downs, new jobs, the breakup, getting back together, blah, blah, nice. Whatever, blah, shit.
Nolly says the crazy ones are also the best at skinning people. So,
and Burger says Mexicans throw their TP in the waste baskets, but that's only the paisas.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Us Mexican Americans know how to flush.
That's right. If it's yellow,
got jobs cleaning that shit.
Let it mellow. Saving water here. I know how we live.
Oh man.
All right. Cool. All right, Sean. It's been a long time. You've called in a couple times, but we haven't really seen you since the 404 show.
This is true.
You went on your vision quest, and then and then you came back, and then you went on tour, and now you're back again. So
that's
what?
Right.
What the fuck, man? What happened? Where you been? You're not rich and famous yet. What happened?
Man, I don't know where to start, but I will say I am rich with the knowledge of the world.
Did you gain mad experience points?
I did. I'm a level 15 cleric now.
That's pretty awesome. A level 15 wandering rapper.
That's right.
I'm still hoping to level up and get my own mic, but pretty soon.
Do you have your epic mount yet?
I do. The giant chinchilla.
That doesn't count.
You need to team up with Busy Bone and go on one of these crazy rapper wandering tours.
I'd love to.
Where you just eat peyote and wander into random dive bars and say, hey.
Random ghettos of America.
I'm Busy Bone. Who I am, so.
Yeah, but they know who Busy Bone is.
Well, right. There you go.
He's popular.
He does that shit at least every couple years, man. He'll just go AWOL and
just take off randomly.
He walked from like Columbus to Cleveland and just lived with the bums for like a year.
Damn.
Just sleeping on the
streets. Getting in
and
touch
shit.
With his roots.
Yeah. And then like a couple months back, he was missing because he did the same thing. He just took off and did whatever he does.
That's crazy.
He's a little out there, man. I met him down in Missoula. He's a trip.
Fuck, man,
that's a great way to live life. The day of the adventurer, the pioneers, like, it's over.
Well,
the whole world is mapped out.
We're humans. Right. We're explorers by nature.
That's
but
right.
There's, I mean, other than space and the ocean, there's not really anywhere we haven't been. I mean, as a whole, you know, me and you haven't been to Mount Everest, but as humans, we've been there. We know what's
up there. I've been
to
Mount Everest.
Somebody's
okay,
been
well, I've never been up there. But you know what I mean. Like, everything's pretty much been explored. And I think some of us get a little stir-crazy just sitting in our cubicles all day.
Well, you know, before we came up with the ideas of agriculture and civilization, all humans were nomads. It's in our fucking... Our what's the word? Instinct.
Yeah, it's coded right. into our genetic system.
So, yeah. I'm still, you know, wandering the earth like Kwai Chan Kane.
Right.
Trying to sow my seeds and do
trying to
deeds.
Kill the other Beastmasters.
That's right.
Sure, sure. There can be only one.
That was the Highlander, though.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It applies to Beastmasters as well.
Only one
Beastmaster,
of those.
That was the guy with the little ferret on his shoulder or whatever.
Yeah. I have a chinchilla, though.
It's a chinchilla. Get it right.
That's right. I taught him ninjutsu.
Sure. Jiu-jitsu.
No, so I went over to the West Coast and...
How's the West Coast scene?
From the crowd I got to meet, it was pretty much a bunch of, like, burnout fucking hippies that were like, peace and love, bro, all this shit. You're like, well, hey, can I get a ride to the store? They're like, no, we can't do that.
I don't know you.
No.
That's the yuppie hippies.
Yeah, the Trustafarians,
the
Yippies.
Warriors.
The Yippies.
That's right.
They're not real.
They're basically douchebags that instead of discovering Abercrombie and Fitch and pop music, they discovered, you know,
underground rap
and acid.
Qigong Chao over here.
Not even. They were all into the dubstep.
Oh, God. Galactor says, well, the price of gas has only increased lately, so
yes.
Did you offer pitchin'?
They were going that way anyway. I don't see
well,
what the
fuck
big deal was. This was an actual thing that happened. I took off walking down the road, and as I'm leaving, the person that I was staying with, his son comes driving by with his buddy, and I'm like, hey, can you give me a ride to the bus station?
Or he just said, I don't know you.
Just to a bus stop. I'm standing on the side of the highway in the rain with two bags in my hand. He's like...
Looking like Jason Voorhees?
Yeah.
Like, I swear I don't have a machete in this bag.
And he's like...
Or that one.
He's like, yeah, well, we're going that way. I'm like, sweet, can I hop in? And you can just hop off the interstate, drop me off at a bus stop? He's like...
Negative no, Ghost Rider?
We're going that way, but we don't want to get off on a off the interstate.
What though, man? I learned my lesson picking up fucking hitchhikers. I picked up some chick out on the highway, right? I'm driving home from Big Fork. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've done that.
And there's a lady. There's a lady in the middle of the highway, and she's got on one of those the pajamas. It's a full-piece jumpsuit.
Oh, the Snuggie?
Right? Pink.
Get the fuck out.
It was pink with skulls on it, right? That was a dead giveaway. But
where
she
did
had
she
a,
touch you?
She had
where
a little
show
girl.
Show us on the bear where she touched you.
We didn't get
you.
That far. She went crazy first.
Oh, fuck.
So she had a little kid in her arms, and she was standing in the middle of the highway. So I passed her, and I
a
was
kid?
Like, and
like
she's got a little, she oh, had like wow. a two-year-old boy in her oh, hands.
Turned
so
out
stopped,
to be a doll. Okay.
I go back, and she's telling, she was fucked up, and she somehow ran out of gas or something, so I'm going to give her a ride to the gas station. She don't have a gas can, so she lived around the corner from there. I took her to her house. She couldn't get in because she left her keys in her car. Take her back to her car, and I don't remember how it all went down, but she ended up going fucking nuts because I told her she couldn't use my phone anymore. And she hopped out, and she tossed her kid, who was in the car seat still, into the snow. It flips upside down, and the kid's like screaming. You can
Holy
see arms.
Holy shit, I was totally going to crack the joke that one thing led to another, and
out.
Now you have a kid. Holy shit.
Dude, nah, you... she kept the kid. But she hops up,
she
grabs her
kid
son's she grabs her son's snow shovel. And starts rushing my car, and I was gonna run her over, but when I hit the gas, I was sliding in the fucking
oh,
ice, so I couldn't even run the bitch over, and I had to just let her
like,
hit my car.
Slowly come
and
to a stop
there,
better.
And I was like, fuck. So I just locked the doors, and I'm like putting it in reverse.
Oh, God.
Try to back
slowly?
Up, put it in drive. I'm like rocking with this bitch beating on my windshield.
Oh, my
she
God.
Broke my windshield, chipped my back window. I never pick up a hitchhiker again.
Burgers?
Especially not one in a pink onesie.
Snuggies.
With fucking black skulls on.
Burger just, says, did she offer you head? You know it's the rule of the road.
And you know what?
That's why she had one kid to begin with.
Yeah, she already had her kids on her.
I just hope our listeners paid attention because that is the caliber of women that Montanans
that
have to
here.
Choose from. That's 50% of them right
That's
there.
That's not just roaming the streets
no.
randomly, but like in bars, that is who you will pick yeah. up. She was coming from
oh,
a bar
she
with
was
her
just,
kid.
Here, no, she was coming from an orgy.
With her
with
kid?
With her kid.
Whoa,
but
Bill.
Her other kid was missing because it was in the back of her brother's truck.
Did you check the vagina?
And he took off, but her kid was sleeping in the back. Foul.
In
and
the
that's
back
fine.
Of her truck.
Her kid was sleeping. No, her older kid, who was like 5, was sleeping in her brother's truck in the back seat or something. And he took off, got pulled over for a DUI. The police wouldn't tell her where the kid was. It was crazy.
Are you
going to
drop a
like
name
I,
on us? I got to know.
I don't even know her fucking name, dude.
I got to
know.
For all I know, she could be listening and she's going to try to get me after this.
That was probably your kid, Sean.
Could have been.
It was pretty ugly.
Nolly says the kid was the fluffer. Her fluffer.
Oh, dude, now that's foul.
Nolly
she
says
came from an orgy with at her brother's house, though. That's the fuck.
I don't have money, but do you accept children? I have a children. It's fine. So you did that, and then how were the shows? Were they anything to write home about, or?
Well, you know, one or two, I did rock a crowd, actually get people to approach the stage and dance with my newfound lyrical styling.
Nice, nice.
However,
so basically, you just ripped off all my songs, or what?
Actually, I ripped off Shiloh Goley's songs. Thanks, Shiloh.
Holla in the chat, Shiloh, hell yeah.
No, actually, there's only a couple shows. Me and Matt actually teamed up. We were the U-Haul drivers.
Your brother?
Right, yes.
Word.
We were driving the U-Haul with all the sound equipment in it. So we had our own chariot. We could drive, and all the other people were in a passenger van, like 15 of them in a little van because the tour bus broke down like a week into the tour.
You didn't happen to get picked up in the Home Depot parking lot with a bunch of other brown people, did you?
You know what? Eventually, okay. That's how it felt. We were literally riding in the back of a U-Haul, like 10 fucking artists in the back of a U-Haul with sound equipment and luggage, no windows, getting padlocked in there. They had to check on us every hour because we're in the California sun.
Getting baked like a fucking easy bake oven.
Entertainers these days get treated like Mexican day laborers, man.
No respect, right? No respect. I know what Rodney... There it is. Rodney Dangerfield is talking about now.
And then me and Matt got some sort of fucking fungal like pneumonia or something and we're coughing up blood and mucus for 3 weeks on tour. And I dislocated my shoulder like 3 or 4 inches out of the socket in San Fran. Had to go to the hospital.
Damn. How the hell did you do that? Just throwing your hands up in the
air? I was putting my hands up in the air
and
waved
them like you just don't care.
Doing the West Coast wiggle.
Yes.
Damn fucking sea walking lessons got me all up twisted.
And unfortunately,
shit.
My injury from fighting wolverines has left me a little vulnerable
that,
in my
that,
day.
That will happen. That will happen.
Shoulder injury, yeah.
So was it worth it? Was it a good time at least? Other
in
than the fact of.
Yes, it was worth it because now I know what it's like to be.
To really hit the ground running and put in work.
Just to be in bullshit. Like, deep bullshit.
Do you think all entertainers are treated that way?
God, I hope not.
Right? You gotta wonder why anyone's fucking making music if that's the case.
I wouldn't wish that on my enemy. Like, our leader was like this.
Why
burnout,
did it end up that way?
Because our leader was this burnout, acid fucking kid, like
word,
dubstepper.
Word,
is. Okay. He thought he was like the king shit, but. Every show we went to, as soon as we got out of the U-Haul, he would run over, drop acid, and just stand around shaking his fist for 5 hours.
What? Like, angrily? Like, God damn you kids? Or like fist? Was he beating
Jersey
back?
Jersey Shore,
okay.
Fist,
yeah.
Pumping it.
Was he beating back the beat?
Let me paint a picture. Imagine, imagine the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Sure. We're late!
Yes, but except sure. He had a candy raver kid techno like makeover mix with his outfit.
Right, right.
Okay, now imagine him on acid with a big fake Abercrombie and Fitch smile
God.
On his face.
Tommy Hilfiger
standing
painted
there,
up.
Shaking his fist.
Oh man.
Big plastic smile. While the rest of us, the crew,
the
entertainers.
The street crew.
Why would you even get yourself involved with a clown like that?
You know
he
what?
He didn't expect to get anything.
Dude, like, any kind of
like,
anything
like
that resembles
beat up.
Just when I met him,
principle.
When I met him, he was throwing like $40,000-$50,000 productions. And so we do this tour.
So is this your fault?
He smoked it all up.
Passed out?
I would say it's a combination of karma and bad management.
Okay.
And ecstasy.
Hey, not everyone, I mean, it takes more than just money to, you know, be successful at doing that.
Well, you know, like.
Some skill is involved.
He was
I mean,
booking
most of it's money, don't get me wrong, right? But, you know, you need some skill.
He was booking us shows on the way to that portion of the West Coast.
Like, the thing is about, like, rap music now, you don't even really have to be good, but you got to have an image. And that image of that kid just sounds like. Fucking rainbow
well,
bright.
He's a dubstepper. Hold he's not even a rapper. He's
okay,
like all
can, what
the
is
techno-
a dubstep? I was
it's
just
like
gonna
a
ask
new
for
form. Oh, it's not brand
don't
new.
Don't ask what dubstep
but
is.
But it's electronic music, and it's like, what, 144 beats
I
per
don't
minute?
Know. I was going to ask you if you could explain
that's
for the listeners at home that
it
might
originated
not know.
Out of England. It's
I thought
a
it originated
new form of techno.
I thought it came from college campuses.
It's credited to England. Them damn Brits, you know.
It's their fault, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, you can blame them for a lot of things.
Anyway, the whole trip was one big fucking nightmare. I got sick, wound up at the hospital, tried to fight my fucking boss twice. One time.
What?
Somebody did the wrap it up thing to him.
He's
like,
turned the light on.
Sucked.
I don't know what that means.
Dude, I shit you not. I got out of the hospital and I had my arm strapped to me because I had to put my shoulder back in socket.
From throwing bows?
Up. From throwing bows.
Fuck, dude. You gotta be careful throwing
bows.
I tried to fight him while my arm was strapped to my fucking side because he pissed me off because his
what? Can we reenact this? Hold on.
Right.
Okay.
What did he...
It was like this. I was like, hey, why are you coming and bothering me and Matt? We're sick as fuck. We're sleeping in that room over there. Last night, you and your girlfriend came in, stepped on my fucking shoulder, were kicking me in the shoulder while we were fucking sleeping when I just got out of the hospital. What the fuck? And then he goes, get out of my face before I kill you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I lost it. I said, fuck you, you fucking clown, you faggot. Let's go outside. I'll kick your fucking ass with one arm strapped me, you little bitch. Gave him the old chest bump right in front of his old lady.
No
shit.
Oh, shit. Did she get up in the mix?
Rub,
no,
huh?
No. After he left the room in shame, fucking they offered me liquor.
In shame? You just rolled into the jail and threw a punch right at the biggest, baddest motherfucker in there and
what
got instant
this?
Respect
no,
from
sorry.
Everybody.
He had me and Matt, a couple of rowdy Montana boys, traveling with him and a bunch of fucking passive-aggressive hippies.
When you roll like that, you have to expect a certain level of, this is what the fuck we're going to do. And if you treat us like African-Americans, we're going to beat you down like African-Americans.
Have
That's
you
how
ever
it comes
seen,
down to it.
Have you ever seen how
Should've
a band of
Tyson
hippies
and
interact?
Bit his fucking nose off.
Have you ever seen how band of hippies interact?
Yeah, they get in a circle and start beating on drums all out
there
of fucking
There is always
tune.
One hippie who thinks by being an asshole and putting the others down, he is the alpha dog.
Right.
But that's because none of the hippies will get up in his face and slap the fuck out of him. Now, he had me and Matt, and you know Matt.
Oh, yeah, I know Matt. I know.
He's not one to shy away from a fight. And you think we're going to let some fucking shit-talking hippies tell us that we're retarded and
stupid?
Fuck
no.
Fuck no,
dude. Fuck no. Are these the same hippies that you happen to be related to now?
Well, I grew up with the kid, actually, from the story. That's how I got involved in this whole thing.
Is this the same group from the 420 show that we all went to?
Do you guys want to hear the best part about it?
I would love to. I've been waiting.
After 2.5 weeks of riding
on
the road.
Don't hold out on me.
Sleeping on floors, sleeping in a U-Haul, sleeping outdoors, not eating food.
Hoes in different area codes.
We get back to Portland where he has this big old huge fucking house where we're all like, oh yeah, food, showers, beds, suites.
Civilization.
Right. The day we get to Portland, his fucking house got kicked in and raided.
Whoa. By the feds?
And I was living there.
By the feds?
Not by the feds, DEA? By the locals, actually.
The local cops? Or was this like a break-in?
It was. They had a warrant.
Okay, it was police
for kitty porn.
Kitty porn, whoa. Where's the cat? Hold on.
Let's just say his little medical operation wasn't as legit as he might have told everybody.
On the up and up as perhaps he told you it might have been.
Well, let's just put it this way. The cops took all of our paychecks. How's that sound?
That bump, bump, yes. Bump.
So at that point, we wound up living in the streets for 3 days in Portland. I lost a whole bunch of shit.
I saw a Facebook post about that, I believe.
Thank God Bob came down and rescued us.
Did he for real?
He was in town for an Atmosphere concert, and
nice.
They took care of us, man.
That's awesome. Bob,
Bob is like one of my tight homies over there now, man.
Word to that. That's
so
good.
Yeah, so that was the ice cream on the cake, and I'm still waiting to get paid.
Still?
Yes, for being a entertainer, sound crew, U-Haul driver.
African-American workers.
Dude, you just might as well be standing in line over at Home Depot waiting to get a ride, man.
So, yeah. If you... cool? Huh, that's interesting. Was it fun at least? Like, did you meet cool people at all?
Yes, I met some cool, really cool people. Some MCs, dancers, DJs. Like,
can we update the tally on how many girls you've had sex with up until this point? How many you want to add on to
this
trip?
Well, you
want to
move that notch up about one.
Dude! Oh,
and that was just because we got fucked and didn't get paid.
That's our ladies' man, the Hawk.
Dude, it's hard to pick up ladies when you're living in the back of a fucking U-Haul driving from
so
one show to
the next.
So here's
the old pimp pad, if you know what I mean. I thought you said you were a rapper. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, should have been fucking Project Bitches on the Roof with a rubber glove.
Man, you know
Bang
how it is
style.
When I do shows around here, man. It wasn't like that out there at all. They're like, you don't have dreads and you smell clean. I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
And then after a week, what was your excuse?
You don't have dreads, but you smell like you might. So.
You smell like you used to.
All of that fucking patchouli.
Oh,
this tour, this was not a hip-hop friendly tour. It was all dubstep, techno, fucking
so
nonsense.
So what do you do
dude.
To dubstep? Dance around like a chicken? Well, like, I don't understand what the...
Some of them you can freestyle to. And like, I did rip a couple badass freestyles. But those two people that were there to witness it and were amazed by me, they left tour the next day because, you know, they had issues about... not getting paid, no contracts.
Oh, they were other performers that you had in your press kit.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, they approached the boss about this, about not getting paid, not having a bus or a place to sleep or food to eat. He told them they were being whiny.
Oh, Justin Fan Light Green says, you eat Molly to dubstep. So it's like all that other techno music that you have to be rolling off your balls to enjoy.
Pretty much, but it's so funny because...
That's cool. I'm down with that.
The dubsteppers,
Bad Boy Bill. And
the dubsteppers really try to, like, separate themselves from the techno or house or
really?
Trance
they
crowds.
Try to make it really
honestly,
look
though, if
like...
If I was in that... setting and I was all fucked up off E, I would probably end up wilding out and just start smashing
punching fools
because
in
I get
faces?
If I see a bunch of ignorant shit like that, I get a little too angry and like
man,
the
man I'm getting pissed
and,
all of a sudden. I don't know why.
Start seeing red,
starting to turn green and
worse,
see red and shit.
If there's anything worse than just pure blissful ignorance, it's pure blissful ignorance from somebody who thinks they are enlightened.
Oh, right? What is it worst. That mind state that we've read a fucking Chomsky book, so we're all enlightened now. But
like I said, there's two paths to the douchebag. There's the brohawk, pop collar, pop music, fucking
sure.
Look at my Audi.
Sure,
and then there's
sure.
The, hey, I got dreads and colorful clothing, so I think I'm fucking
I haven't had a job for 8 years, and I went to a Fish concert once.
That's right. Like, I did acid at
and
a
my
goddamn...
parents can bail me out of any problem I get in.
That's right. Yeah, I never had to learn responsibility. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Right.
So you guys are the best.
I've seen the West Coast. There's a lot of good people out there. It's pretty cool, actually. Portland.
Yeah.
I actually got a rap at the Zulu House, if you're familiar with that.
No.
Well, I don't have time to explain
sounds
it.
Like a...
It's kind of a big deal.
An urban...
Man, I think you went to all the wrong places down there. Man.
No, the Zulu Nation, the Zulu
out.
House
you
was the only good spot
down there
I went.
One of these times, and we'll just go buck wild for a month or two.
The Zulu Nation sounds familiar.
That's what the Zulu House is. Spots. It's the Zulu Nation. Huh.
It's their spot.
It's kind of like their an association. Sorry, I'm getting drunk, everybody.
Burger
so
says
on.
Sounds like a gay bar.
Yeah.
All right, moving
Burger
on.
Burger would know what a gay bar sounds like.
Well, sounds like Zulu Nation.
Fuck you, dude.
Hey.
Zulu's like the roots of hip-hop, man. You don't know shit. You're a white boy from Montana.
True that, son.
Cracker.
True that. Isn't like that. They don't rap with words. They rap with, like, didgeridoos and pops and clicks,
they do.
Right?
That's right. You guys, let me tell you the kind of place we did show, Mike. We did a show in Oakland, California. Can you guess the cross-section that the venue was on?
Oh, please tell me, was it First and Schlossen?
It was East 27th Ave and Martin Luther King.
Nice,
Boulevard.
I'm
that's
okay.
The, now you know that you're in a good neighborhood for hip-hop.
MLK.
Got a Martin Luther King.
Fuck yeah.
Except,
yeah.
Like,
except
that's, that's got to be in the hood.
Except they graffitied our U-Haul with fuck off hippie scum. Love 27th and MLK.
See, you probably was, yeah, you
oh
should have had
fuck.
A different entourage to be
dude,
in that neighborhood.
Like
I used to have to go down MLK Street to get to high school, okay?
Every ghetto's got
where?
One.
Where? Here?
No, down in Sarasota, Florida.
Ooh.
I went to Booker High in the middle of the
Booker
ghetto,
High.
Closed campus. You had to go down MLK Street to get to it.
All right, try being on MLK Street at 3 in the fucking morning.
Justin Fan Orange says Zulu Nation sounds like a black gay bar. Is that where his shoulder got dislocated?
Yes.
Somebody was chucking them spears.
Hey, oh, man, shit.
When
you got to warm up first.
When you're living on the streets in the back of a U-Haul or whatnot, you got to do things to make money, man. And I wasn't getting to perform, so hey. You know, a couple handy J's in the bathroom to get you your next meal.
Ass,
you know?
Gas, or grass. One of these ways, you're paying. Well, that's pretty awesome, man. I'm glad. So, what are you doing now? Are you just back here looking for work? Or
I'm
just
actually
chilling?
I'm living in St. Mary, Montana.
St. Mary's. What's going on in that
it's
place?
A gateway to Glacier National Park. It's a tourist hotspot, and I'm just kind of doing some odd jobs around the place, being my own boss.
Is it a bar, or... What
it's
is
a
it?
Little tiny town with a big-ass lodge for all the people to go to Glacier National
so,
Park.
It's kind of like Yellowstone, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So you're just like working at the bar there? Or what is it, a
well,
hotel?
It's kind of like a big episode of Trailer Park Boys. Like,
really?
I bring bootleg pints like of liquor show, up there because there's nowhere in that town to buy a bottle of liquor, among selling other party favors. And, doing odd jobs, robbing people, whatever.
I thought
you
were
going to
say doing oxy and robbing people. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
It's on the Indian reservation. What can you do?
Oh, whoa. You didn't mention that part.
No, we've got schemes like bootleg liquor. We're selling cigarettes because cigarettes go for $8 a pack up there. So we just.
What, Indians don't know?
It's like being locked up. I need to start making some Pruno. Shit.
Indians don't know how to. They don't know how to grow tobacco or what?
There's nowhere to grow. Their summer lasts like 2 months. And
yeah,
it.
Right. We know what that's like. So
right,
when you're heading up there.
Fucking June almost. We haven't got summer yet.
We had one day or 2 days of it.
Right. Then it got washed away in Saturday's rain.
Yeah, right. In the floods. Did you see Lawrence Park's all flooded again? And yeah.
Haven't
our
been.
Our Pfaff course. It did that
fucking
a couple years ago.
Down
we
by Lakers Field, did
yeah.
That little park across the street.
Me and Braden went to do a Pfaff game before a show, and it was all flooded, and we took some pictures. You can compare the two, and it's, like, completely worse this year.
You know,
year.
Matt, that is wildly boring, and I would love to hear you continue, but
I would
talk
love
about
to.
Me some
all
more.
Right. I thought you were done, but please.
Actually, I kind of am done.
Oh, Galactor says I was so right about the blowjobs.
Hand jobs. Okay.
The one is totally respectable.
It's
and
not
one
gay
is not.
If it's a hand job, okay? It's kind of like doing work, you know, like sawing a board or, you know, hammering a nail in.
Hammering
know.
A nail in, sure.
These hands
sure.
do a lot to make money, okay?
I bet. If you want to call in, if you're listening live, thejaml.com/live, it's 406-204-4687. Berger says he sells meth. Are you selling meth on the res?
I wish.
I'd be having way more money than this bullshit.
I'd have way more money in girls than I'd know what to do with.
Just and all those girls already have no teeth.
That's shit. Right.
Set. You ever Someone had, already done told him twice.
You ever had a gummer from a 26-year-old?
Not 26.
Dude, no that's comment. Pretty that's pretty pathetic, man.
I'm going to imagine it's a lot more pleasant than a 56.
Let me put it this way.
Sure.
Meth addicts. They got the gums of a 60-year-old, but the energy of an 18-year-old.
That's
okay.
where it's at.
It is good.
Dude, that that's the disgusting.
Motion. That's the motion of the ocean foretold in the legend. The living legend, if you will. Well, that's right. pretty awesome. Do you want to hand that mic over to Timmy? And I want to get into
pick his brain.
You know, I gotta say, I'm a little upset at this kind of ragtag gathering we have here. You know,
what do you mean?
After going on tour, I'm kind of a big name. You can't just bring me over and say, "Oh, you gotta
We're
share
sorry.
Mics with Joe Awesome Brought Beer over
I'm
here."
I'm sorry, I didn't realize your status by your dumpy 84 Plymouth you rolled into here with.
That is
I apologize.
Chrysler New Yorker, okay?
Yes, caller. Caller. Thank you. Caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. What's up?
Hey, it's Red Fox.
Shut up, Red Fox. What's up? Or wait, it is Red Fox.
Yeah.
Damn it. What's going on, man?
Oh, I just want to congratulate you on your 500th episode.
Thanks. Is that is
not me? You're not
no,
congratulating me.
Just me.
I'm.
That's
it.
There for all of them.
No,
that's
because
it. I'm not coming to Milwaukee. Fuck you.
Because this is a show that is unable to get canceled. Like it just keeps going because we keep going. Like, is that something to be congratulated about? Like, yay, you paid the server bill again this month. Like,
but
there's
you got kicked off that other web host, didn't you? Or that
yeah,
other video
from being too big. But I don't know. I'm just thinking it sounds funny that we're like, congratulations on doing it this long. Like, I don't know. See, it seems like because there's nothing in our way, nothing to stop us from doing it. We could do this as long as we wanted. It's no big deal. Anyway, you're putting on a party this summer for us.
Well, it's for me, but you're coming.
Oh, okay. For you. Am I bugging you still coming? Cause
I don't know.
I don't know what happened, man. I don't know if they were just faking it or what, or if that was real. But they had a little breakup there.
Kind of drama they're starting up.
I think they did it on purpose. I honestly do, but you can never tell with that guy.
Well, I told Mike to just come up himself.
He got the tickets already.
You know?
He got. You got plane tickets. What are you gonna do? Sell them? Oh, well.
Yeah, who else would take a plane ticket to Milwaukee from Miami?
MDS, maybe? I don't know. Is he driving up?
That's true.
A Cuban immigrant? Thank you, Tifton. So, where's this party going to be? When is it? Tell everyone, please.
Oh, it's, I forgot. It's
July 23rd?
Yes.
At?
Yes. At UW Milwaukee.
Awesome. And we'll be in Chicago for a day, and we'll be hanging out in Milwaukee the rest of the time.
Yeah, I think Friday we'll go to Chicago.
Okay, so now, I have a couple questions. Dana and I were discussing this the other day, and it came to our attention that we have our plane tickets. Yes,
yeah.
But
yeah.
We have no more money, and I said that's fine because all we have to do is get there. And he said everything would be taken care of. And she says, I don't think so. We're still going to need money for food and shit like that. And I said, I don't think so. I think it'll all be handled. Now, tell us how this is really going to go.
Tell me I'm right.
Well, you're taking...
For you guys,
we're
you
taking,
don't need to pay for a hotel.
Right. Or food, right?
No.
Shh, Dana.
No.
That's right. We
well,
don't have
maybe,
to.
Maybe I'll buy you dinner one night.
Okay. I had it in my head that
we're
this,
fed for one night. Great.
Yay.
Great. Thank
I had
you.
It. Listen, I had it in my head that the lake house was going to be stocked with food and that we would just be having Dana cook. That was
because
this is my vacation. So I just okay. So we
it's
may need to panhandle. Okay. Just checking.
Okay.
Just want to know what...
It's all right. I'm from the South. I can panhandle.
Just want to know what color shoes to wear. No big deal.
I know the good corners to panhandle.
Awesome. All right. Well, anything else, Red Fox?
No, that's all. All
right. Well, thanks for the call, man. We'll see you in July.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Holla back.
I told you.
Well, that's some fucking bullshit when you say everything is taken goddamn care of.
He said rock star status. I was really...
Do rock stars pay for food?
Does no? You heard Lyrical's story, right?
That's it. I don't want that rock star status. Hold on. Hold on now.
So wait, do we get free housing and free drugs? Is that rock star status? Is that included?
That's well taken.
You don't have to have food the whole time.
That is
you're
a good point.
Care of.
You do eat a lot less on a...
On a
blow and whatever.
That's all I want, just blow.
Yeah, Nolly says Danny's going to have to become a hooker. Maybe. We've been watching Gigolos. We've been watching that Showtime show.
I think we got that down. I worked at a strip club for a
that's
while.
Right.
All right, we could do
that. I think we could do that. We're going to move to Vegas and become Gigolos.
I'm going to pimp out your asshole.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
Totally went the other way than what you were thinking, huh?
I'm going to have nightmares about that. Okay. But yeah, that show like is very inspiring. It really does make me want to just drop everything and move to Vegas and get paid to fuck chicks.
Dude, you know what? I talked to one of my coworkers about this show, and he thought it was disgusting, dude.
Well,
he was like, seriously,
maybe.
Your
hold
man
on.
Is seriously into that? Yeah.
Hold on.
He's a fucking pussy. He doesn't like getting head.
I was going to say, if the dudes were fucking other dudes, would that be less disgusting? Just kidding, Matt.
Well, no, it was both of the guys in the kitchen. Like, they both thought it was gross. So they're like, how can your man seriously sit there and be like, I wish I could do that?
God, how can you want to fuck chicks, faggot?
No, I mean, like, in front of your girlfriend, your fiance, saying, like, you want to go out and
shit,
get
I'll do
paid
it in front of my
chicks.
Mama. I don't give a fuck.
Like, you, that's, it's rude, you little shit. I'm not in front of you, like, hey, I want to go fuck this other guy later tonight. Is that
kinda
cool?
Kind of sounds
okay.
Like those guys were trying to impress you with their non-sexuality.
That's not impressive.
That sounds right.
Matt, how do you deal with these haters just dogging on you for being
man,
such a sexual tiger?
I got the biggest hater stick you have ever seen in your life, and I just beat them off. I just beat them off my dick all day long. That's how it goes.
My printer's about out of ink from printing out hater applications all day.
Matt, I gotta tell you, I've actually decided if I do not find love in like the next 2 years, I'm just gonna move to Vegas
and be a gigolo. Fuck it.
That is right.
Honestly,
dude.
You need to move to San Bernardino.
I'll come with
that's
you.
The porno capital, and you make a lot more doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm really equipped.
Well, now
for
hold
porno,
on though.
If you know what I'm saying.
I know what he's saying.
They got all kinds
this
of operations.
His dick is this big. Seriously. No, but you wanna
so 8 inches so, or what?
So small.
8 inches.
Are we getting a call? Yes, call. You're live on the jam hole. It, would you... Being in porno is different than being a gigolo. Although some of those chicks and their men were filming the dude fuck their chick, which was oddly erotic, but okay.
See, I'd be that kind of like emotional gigolo. Like some woman's like, I'm so lonely.
Like, that's okay, baby.
In 2 years.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I take him out and I'm like, it's okay, baby. Tell me about your dreams.
Really? Him, no, shut up and suck this cock.
I show him a good time, take
gigolo.
Him out, be a gentleman, go back to the hotel room, give him just a good old lick down and a good bone down and just...
The good old handy Harry?
Go on my merry way.
Yeah, yeah, that'll
collect
happen.
My $100, no eye contact, and go on my way.
$100 only, huh?
Well, hey, like I said, I'm not equipped for pornos.
You cheap whore. You cheap whore. So, Sean, are you going to be here for our next live audience show?
Shit.
Because the last live audience show you were on, you said that that was going to be the last Jam Hole episode you were on.
For a while.
For a while, and it was.
And
a
I
while.
Was right, so suck it, you catty bitch.
Oh, man. Are you going to be there,
oh,
though?
She will.
Are we going to pull you up on stage this
you know
time?
What? I
be
may
there?
Or may not be there. Who the fuck knows?
Are you going
to
be my wingman?
I guess you'll have to come to find out, listener.
I guess Saturday, August 13th, we'll
Sean,
be there.
Sean, you need to be there. You need to be my wingman again.
Yeah,
he
me
handed,
and her
he
alone
me
can't...
me the ring to propose to you with.
We can't put a show on by ourselves.
I still feel guilty about that. Sorry, Danny.
So, when are you guys getting married? All right, moving on.
So, Danny, how's your bachelor party going to be like?
Oh, it's going to be sweet. I'm going to have this guy here stripping for me.
Penis straws all around, no big deal. Using the penis straws to suck up the blow off the penis.
That's right.
Penis guy. Right.
I'm just going to shoot cocaine right into my urethra.
No
that
big
way
deal.
When I ejaculate.
So
it's
I
like
can't
a
feel the
shot.
Can't feel the burning sensation.
That's right.
Then you can get a for real blow job later, huh?
That's
for
true.
Real, though. For real.
Oh, we got the for real though.
Fuck. All right, you wanna hand that over to Timmy? I need to get this recorded.
I would love to sleep at night.
Timothy.
What's up?
What are you doing? What's up, dude?
I'm fine for the mic.
How are you?
I got it now. I'm good. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm well. It's been a while since we had you on. The last time we talked to you was... You called in during the rapture.
I called in. I was not floating.
So your dad shot you.
Yes, he did.
This is a crazy story. And then he went to jail, and you went back home. And then he got out of jail shortly thereafter, and now you're homeless.
I got a home now, man.
Well, last we heard you were looking for a place to stay or you were going back to jail.
That's right. I was either looking for a place because if I didn't have a place, I would be in jail.
Right, but you didn't go to jail unless you escaped.
No, I went to jail, I got out, I got a place.
Okay, so did you find a good place? Are you living the life now?
You know what?
Is it a FEMA trailer?
I like to think of me as high-quality white trash.
That's good.
You know, I live up in Evergreen, up at the trailer park.
Which one? Rocky Mountain High?
No, White Birch.
White Birch? That's classy. It's right down by Shady Lane.
Oh, yeah. Like, about a mile away.
I saw you fucking text me, like, man, I sure wish my heater worked. I was like, aw. I wanted to bring him the heater we had here. I feel bad, Timmy. You're such a nice kid, and all this terrible shit happens.
You know, it is what it is.
Does Timmy sell meth in the trailer park, Burger says?
He might have to start. No, don't say that. He's
twice,
on probation,
dude.
Allegedly.
Twice. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
We got mad love for Timmy, and it just seems like your dad should have been the one in that position, not
you. You know what?
You.
He should be fucked.
He should still be in jail, dude. He almost killed you.
I'm the one who's fucked right now, and he's high in mind. You know what I mean?
How did that happen, though? That's why
because
I want to understand.
Because he has a fucking brain tumor, and I'm... have a bad past. So you know what? Fuck my past.
Where'd you get a bad past from, though?
From
all the
him.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Now, hold on. Did you give him the brain tumor?
No, I didn't do shit. I'm not a scientist.
Okay, I just need to make sure. Yeah, that sucks. And then it seems like because of all that, now you can't find a job because people are like, well, I'm not going to hire a felon. You might steal from me. Plus, you're dark, which probably doesn't help.
No shit.
Which you would think it would, because you should tell them. You roll in there and be like, you know, you get a tax break if you let me work here. They'd be like, really? Like, yeah.
True that.
Essay. So, are you looking for work?
You know what? I'm looking for work.
What do you have to deal with so that you don't go to jail now?
Well, I have to get, like, 10 signatures every day.
Every day?
Every day.
You have to get 10 people to sign a piece of paper that says what?
That just a name, a date.
He did not try to rob me.
Exactly. And, you know, I have to have 14,000 every week.
Why?
Damn.
That's bullshit. Because of probation?
Yeah.
That's like a job in its own.
Like, if I have 1,398, I'm going to go to jail for fucking 3 days.
So, now, if you would have shot your dad... Would this have gone the other way and you'd be okay right now and he'd be looking for a job in jail or what?
No, if I shot him, I'd still be in prison.
You're fucked either way.
Yeah, well, I got shot by him and I went to prison for being around a fucking firearm. So I got fucked twice over.
That's so fucked.
Isn't
and then you get hit by a car and get charged with breaking and entering. A burglary.
I got a fucking burglary
because you were in
the car.
Timmy.
Ain't that bullshit,
motherfucker? That's that Mexican look right there.
He's Job, right?
Exactly.
God is testing this kid.
Hello.
That's what happens to a Mexican in Montana.
Exactly.
I stay under the radar.
And I
under
like
shit, because I look
I
like
mean,
it.
You need a fucking, can you hire him? Can somebody give him a cooking job
give
under
me a
the
job.
Radar?
Please, give me a job.
Email info@thejamhole.com if you can get this. He's a hardworking Mexican kid. You
hey.
Only got to pay him half what you'd pay
I'll
a white dude.
I work all day long. I don't give a fuck. I just need a job. Please.
That's right.
Hook it up.
What do you know how to do? What are you skilled in?
You
like
know what?
Stealing cars, changing tires and
hey,
shit?
Do you need a tire stolen? Fuck.
I will find
hour.
You.
More an hour. It ain't no problem. Hook it up.
Yeah, but I mean, we make jokes about it, but it is fucked up
no,
what happened. Like, you had
for
a fucking... Your guts were pouring out of your stomach, and you had
Matt
a colostomy
has seen
bag.
My guts. Matt has seen every part of the side of
there's
me.
Picture. There's a picture of you up there. Galactor says if he can do computer stuff, I need an iOS coder. He could steal you an iOS. I don't know. But yeah, it just I don't know, the way it all happened, like, it's totally just random happenstance that, you know, wrong place, wrong time, and...
Twice.
Fuck it, A.
I mean, it's been there all day, dude.
Do you ever get frustrated that you just want to be like, you know what, fuck it?
Man, I'm frustrated all day long because, you know what, I have no place to fucking go, dude. I have no fucking job.
And your parents are just like, fuck you.
My parents are gone, dude. They fucking left when they found out I was getting out of fucking prison. You know, they fucking left.
So why don't you go back to the house now? Isn't grandma living there?
Because I got restraining orders with Summers because of my brother and shit. It's just bullshit. It's
really all bad, bullshit.
And it sounds really bad to you people on the air, but you know what?
No, I know.
Ask Matt.
It's not totally,
a bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm the nicest guy you will ever
meet. He's never killed anyone that didn't deserve it.
Nobody deserved.
No, like, even when I met you when you were a little kid, like, you were the nicest little kid, and you just always seemed to, like, get caught up in
bad
the wrong
place,
people
time.
And the wrong shit. And then your dad fucking pops a cap in your ass, and now you're like, I don't know, that just, the whole thing, like, makes me sad and blows my mind at the same time.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it blows more than my mind. I mean, I'm shorter. Everything.
I know. And
I,
like,
probation.
What, every day you're just trying to collect signatures and shit just so you don't go to jail.
Just trying to stay free.
Trying to stay free.
Just trying to be me. I mean, just trying to live my own life. You know what I mean?
It's a bitch, man. Life's a bitch. But you know what? You'll probably come out better for it. And your dad still has brain tumor, and you don't have a colostomy bag anymore, so he can
Hell
suck
no.
on
He's
those nuts.
I have something to ask you about that.
I'll just get out. I'm coming.
So, how... No. You had that thing for quite a while. How was it taking your first dump after getting
it
back?
Probably really scary, right? Like, man, is this going to bust open? I don't know.
Hey, Danny.
Am I healed all the way?
Hey, Matt, Danny, guess what?
What?
It was not good at all. I did not like it. You know what?
I want the bag back.
I would rather die than to have it again.
But no.
And I would rather fuck that shit. That shit's
How was it for your first dump?
Like, carrying it around. Yeah.
After having it back.
You know, when they woke me up at the hospital and said, hey, do you have a colostomy? I said, no, you better not give me one. I woke up like 2 weeks later with one, and I was pissed off. And I was pissed off until I got taken out. And you know what
happened when they took it out, though? When you took that first dump after your asshole has been absolutely a
staples, and I was happy as a motherfucking jiggerbird of barbecue.
But, like, your first... Wow. So, hold on. So your first poo after having the bag off
I'm a
was...
big boy, Matt.
Was heaven... Was
it
heaven?
Was fucking heaven.
Nice. Didn't hurt? Like, I think after not using that pipe for so long, maybe it kind of...
Got a little rusty.
Got, yeah, you know?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
It closed up
a
little.
It was something else. It was like a version breaking through again. You know what I mean? But you know what? That's besides the
touch
point.
For the very first time.
You know what? Only for the jam hole will I say this.
Like a virgin.
But you know what? Yeah, it was like a virgin. It was fucked.
When your heart beats...
Yeah.
Next to mine. Like a virgin.
Dude.
Hold on. That's fucking... That's.
It is what it is.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
And, you know, you can't do nothing about it, but you know what it is?
You can try.
It's fucked up, and I did not ask for any of this shit. I did not do shit to fucking deserve it, but I got it. And you know what? Like, I'm not mad about it. Like,
are you mad at your dad? Like, right now, if your dad was here, are you mad at him about this or what?
No, I forgave my dad. I mean, like in my fucking heart, because, like, I found God and shit, you know?
Did God tell you to forgive him?
Well, you know, in the book of Matthew, it says to forgive.
I know, I wrote the book. Don't quote my own book
to me. Well, yeah, because you have the book of
Matthew. Listen here, asshole.
I forgot, homie. But you know what? It's like what you said, you know? So I kind of took what you said and took it a little bit further. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, because I wrote it.
Yeah,
why don't you tell everyone else what you mean?
Yeah, because Matt Lee wrote that shit in the book of Matthew.
That's right.
Go to thejamhole.com and buy it.
Fuck. For a dollar, you can have it.
No, $5. Fuck his dollar.
Fuck that shit.
Get his shit
this
right now.
This man's got to collect signatures. Give him five goddamn
dollars
for it.
Collect some signatures.
Come
for
on
me.
Now.
Like, fuck,
you know what?
Dude.
Let me live with you.
I'm trading in 20,000 signatures for it right now.
I'm coming.
And a cup of noodle.
I just don't want to go to jail. Now give me a signature.
I got some crackhead syrups, all that shit.
That's fucking nuts.
It is what it is, dude.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is what it is, and like I got a camper. It's all fucked up and shit, but you know what? It's Like it beats a jail cell.
Fucking A, it does, dude. With it,
but I need to find a fucking job.
You can walk outside that motherfucker anytime you want. You get locked up. You can't.
Oh, you get
locked
up.
You see the camper rocking. Don't come and knock.
Exactly. Oh, you know what? The camper's knocking all day long. But come on and knock it. I'm taking names, signatures.
Oh, man. I need signatures.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
You tell your husband to stay home. Go get some overtime because I'm going to hit it up.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All
oh,
day.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're alive, and I'm glad you're not in jail, definitely.
You know what? I was not glad to be alive, but you know what? Now I'm kind of happy, but now I'm trying to fucking make it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, that's the hard part. Like, I wish I could just go back to the hospital and just
yeah.
lay back in the bed.
Just go back in the hospital.
Right.
Lay back
more
in the
drugs,
bed with the tubes.
Thanks.
Push
Thank
that
you.
Little button. Give me
but
more.
But now I'm out
give
of the
more.
Tubes, and I'm trying to find a way, dude. And it's just hard.
That just Nobody seems weird that me. It's like they had sympathy for you when you had staples from your balls to your fucking neck. But now that, like, you're all healed up
you
and normal, it's like, well, fuck him. Back to the, you know.
468 staples later, nobody cares.
No one gives a shit now. Isn't that fucked up?
Nobody fucking gives a fuck. And they
I mean, like, I give a fuck.
Oh, you know, you could, you know, you try to kill your dad. I never tried to kill my dad. I, you know what? I never did shit.
That's
wrong.
Fucked up shit. Like, that's got to be aggravating that, like, they had all this sympathy for you when you were injured. It's like you have to be injured for them not to think you're going to hurt somebody.
But it's not even like that. I you mean, need... it's like no matter what I do, I'm marked for fucking death, dude. I mean, no matter
because
what I do,
it?
I can't find a fucking job. I mean, if I don't find a job soon, like, I gotta get a transfer out of here, dude, because I'm not gonna make it in this town where I'm from.
Just
born
because of the reputation.
Because of the fucking shit, dude. Because of the fucking past.
Yeah.
And I didn't do shit to fucking ask for. Ask Matt Lee. I'm
yeah.
a good fucking guy.
I will vouch for that.
I never did shit wrong to anybody. Always the bad. You know what? The wrong place, wrong time. I never did shit. You know what I mean? I'm the nicest guy you'll ever fucking meet.
Bad motherfucking shit.
But shit happens to me.
You're Job, dude. I'm telling
I'm Job.
You.
I'm Job.
You're fucking Job.
I don't know
Job.
How many felons I've worked with being a cook for the last, like, almost 9 years. So you should really hit up those kitchens, man. Hit
yeah.
up those fucking kitchens. They're
That's
going to
be your best
season.
I got lots of cooking experience, you know what
They're
I mean?
They're getting into the busy season right now. They're looking for new people that are willing to
well,
work their
Well, hire
asses
me
off,
up
so.
Right now. Tim Withrow right now.
John's.
Tim
Withrow. Got a couple felons there right now.
Hook
Tim Withrow right now. Get
Hook it up.
He will
I
be,
need a job.
He will be
you know
at
what?
Your business tomorrow a.m.
In your business, will do a flip. Your business will trip out when it gets me.
That's right. He'll
you
make your
why?
Business better.
Because I'll make it better. I'll make food you never knew how to make. You know what I mean? Because I
and
got
I'll make
it.
It good.
Because I got it like that, yo. And it's like that all day long.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is. It is what it is, and that's how it is.
Oh, episode 500.
That's episode 500. Matt Lee still got it going on.
Still
rocking
got
it all
going
day
on.
Long.
Lyrical.
Wednesdays and Fridays.
How are
all
you
day
doing?
At thejamhole.com.
That's
Get
right.
Get it.
This is my hype man.
Hell yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Every good podcaster needs his own hype man.
Right. Yeah. That's right, Matt.
Gotta get hyphy. All right. Well, is that a fucking show?
I believe that's a show.
That
that's an
is
hour
a show.
From Mark. And, dude, I think we had a serious jam hole powwow.
That was a good powwow. No news.
A.
Nice
no
jam session.
It was good.
Tipton's debut on the
we
jam
got to
hole
meet
for
Tipton.
Episode 500.
We got
that's
to meet
so
Job.
Cool.
Lyrical came back.
Yep.
What more could you ask
we
for?
We got a healed Timmy in the house.
A healed,
we got
a Timmy
Sean,
sans colostomy bag Timmy in the
fucking
house.
Fucking A. Sean on the other side of the tracks from his vision quest.
Shit.
And our new
you,
brown friend.
Some
so,
of you thought it would never happen.
Not,
you thought
well,
Sean would never come back
I
to this show.
I thought I was going to have killed you by now.
It's
so
already
it's
happened.
A hell of a shock for me.
It's
so.
Done.
You know, I realized something about this little trifecta that we used to have on the show. Is that
me,
I
you
was
and
a
her?
Very yeah. necessary counterbalance.
You were. You were. Because I'd be so fucking pissed off at him that I would need you to agree with one of us.
Just
to get
agree
it,
with
be
her,
over
please.
With.
I mean, I think you're both fucked, but I'll definitely pick sides to end an argument.
To end an argument.
helps me get mic time in on the show.
For ending argument's sake. Matt, shut up. Well, that's awesome, man. I'm glad you came by. Timmy, I'm glad you came by.
Me too, man.
Tipton, I'm glad you came by.
Right on, thanks for having me.
Dana.
Yo, I'm happy to be here, dude.
Yes,
I wish you
darling.
Would fucking leave. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad you came by.
I
hey,
like
you,
happy,
you,
Matt.
Hey, Timmy, it's been a slice. You barbecued some awesome
I
Memorial
did.
Day episode 500
I saw
food.
That.
I
did
took
you
a
see
picture
that?
Of her cooking.
I want to stick my dick in it.
Oh, I did.
Twice.
So can I announce a special surprise we're going to have for our Jam Hole listeners?
Oh, please.
After all these episodes, tonight we're going to stream live the Matt, Danny, and Sean three-way 500 episode celebration.
Break out the cocaine and the condoms. Right. Shit.
Oh, God. Cocaine and condoms. We're doing it all.
I'm not having sex with you, Sean.
Well, you know, don't think of us having sex with me. Think of us having sex with Matt while I have sex
she's
with
not,
you.
Sean, she's not having sex with me either, but it's okay.
Oh, my God. Well, it's okay. Let's not rule out anything here, buddy.
There is another girl here, so, I mean, if you want to flip a coin or I don't know how that works, what? But...
Boy, she just walked
does
into
she get
a
to pick?
On
do you,
that one, huh?
Do you pick... do, you have a, preference on whose cock is in your mouth? I mean, is it...
Well, after the roofie coladas get busted out, it's all fair
it's
game.
It's all
dude.
Game. Oh, man. All
right,
well...
What do you want, Lyrical? Head or tail?
Before
ooh,
she's...
shotgun on the anus, right here.
Oh, my God. Before she starts slurring words and we get arrested, we
hey,
might as well.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Timmy. It's been a blast. I hope you find a job.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to find
can...
it, dude.
I know you will.
Because I'm not a bad guy, huh? Huh, Jamal?
I don't think so.
No, call up, man.
Unless you've been lying to me this whole time. No, I don't believe.
Lying, he's my brother from
I don't
another
believe
mother.
That's
right
true.
Because
your mom's crazy.
My mom is crazy. You know it is what it is.
It is what it
bro.
Is.
And leave a message, tell him about me, and he will let me know.
That's right.
So just 406. Just hook it up. 406 got P. You know what I mean?
204,
204
got P.
Got P.
That's it.
Yeah, or hot P.
Hot P.
Got P.
It is
for
what
real?
It is. Let
hey,
him know right
Jet,
now.
406.
Right now it's rocking.
Timmy, 406 jam hole was taken.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is
so
what
you
it
had
is.
To go with got P, huh? Yeah.
I'm going to name this episode. Just for Timmy, I'm going to name this episode. It is what it is.
So Matt, are we going to perform one of our legendary songs tonight?
No, not tonight. We're absolutely not. No. Sorry.
I sure, Matt.
Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. We'll be back for another 500 episodes.
Matt's prick.
Wednesday. Sean, blow me. Thank you, everyone. Thejamhole.com/donate. Facebook.com/thejamholepodcast. We're having two parties this summer. It's going to be a good time. Check them out. You can look at the pictures and all that from the last two. And, yeah, we'll see you guys soon, huh?
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.